A few quick practical things for chatanim. It's recommended. When you're preparing the apartment you're going to go to the night after the wedding, prepare things that she likes. Every woman likes chocolate. I'm sure there are exceptions, but every woman likes chocolate. Prepare a nice note. Prepare something fun to do together. Prepare things in her honor. The first time you see your woman with her hair covering, your wives are going to be self-conscious. How do I look? Your job is to strengthen her. You look great. Don't mention maybe the tichel is covering your left eyebrow. Don't mention hair coming out over here, over there. Try to work it out with her. Your job is to compliment, to strengthen them. It's not easy. Most couples after the wedding become ill, one or both of them, because you invest a lot of kohot. It is recommended. Do yourselves a favor. Shut the cell phones. Get some sleep. You'll have a much more beautiful wedding. To the sheva brachot, take along a camera. You'll have beautiful memories. People don't always remember to bring cameras. Bring a camera and Bezat Hashem, you'll have beautiful memories to take along with you. During sheva brachot, you don't owe anyone anything. Shut your cell phones. Enjoy the time alone. Think of how to make it special. Sleep. Rabbi Feinstein once met a chassan the morning after the wedding. The chassan showed up to Minyan. So he came over after davening and he gave Rabbi Feinstein Shalom Aleichem. So Rav Moshe asked him, where's your wife? You left her alone? You know, chassan and kala, when they get married, they need shmirah and one another's shomel. They have to watch one another. So the chassan was Talmud Chacham. So he said, no, I brought her here with me. She's in the Ezes Nashim, in the women's section. Mm-hmm. So Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't want to rebuke him. It was a chatan the morning after his wedding. But he made a face. He wasn't happy with the chatan. Your job is to be one another's shomrim. Bezrat Hashem, your whole life you'll go to Minyan. But you have to know that during Sheva Bachot, if it's a choice of going to Minyan and leaving your wife alone or staying home with her, you're supposed to daven at home. Other rabbis are not going to tell you that. I'm telling you my tradition from Rabbi Feinstein. So either daven at home or find a cousin or someone who could be home with her. Or if it's the sixth day of Sheva Brachos already or something like that, when she could come with you to Minyan. So she'll come with you at an 8:30 or a 9:30 or some minyan where it's reasonable to have her come. So Tuesday morning you daven at home, right? Right. That's the tradition I have from Rabbi Feinstein. Remember, we're supposed to put in an effort of 18 minutes journey out of the way. If we were traveling to the Tzafon and now I have to go to the Mizrach or the Darom, 18 minutes journey, that's the amount of effort I'm supposed to put in. And that's a value. I estimate how much is this effort worth. Well, to leave my wife alone when someone has to watch her, and Chazal say the Satan is jealous and wants to attack both of us, so we shouldn't be left alone, so that's supposed to outweigh the 18 minutes journey. So that's the tradition after Rabbi Feinstein, at least the morning after the wedding, you're supposed to be home, dominant home, and after that you start off with Minyan. Now your kala might look funny at you, hey, I married a Ben Torah, what's with you? So blame me. Now that doesn't mean 2-3 days into the Sheva Brachos, hopefully you'll be able to work something out. But so you'll daven nets at home? Sorry, I'm telling you my tradition. It's a good idea to have drinks at the wedding. You'll probably not get to eat anything, so try to eat a kezait so you can bench, and the Cheder Yichud try to eat. There are other tips that are not fitting for public form, but it's a good idea to have some kind of gift to give her in the Cheder Yichud, preferably some form of jewelry. If you're going to give her a sidur or something like that, then it's a nice idea to give her something with her name engraved on it, with her new last name, your last name. And during the first year, it is customary to give her a set of machzorim. So if you're buying machzorim and it's only once in your lifetime you're going to have your first year of marriage, Bezat Hashem, so get her a nice leather set. If you need a loan, I'll give you a loan. When you're buying a set, get a nice leather set with gold letters, her name in gold letters. Any questions?
At what point during the first year do you get that?
By the Yom first regal you encounter, the first Yom Tov you encounter. Any questions?
I mean...